Hey, them bushes are alive. Knock on your head, they're taking pictures down at 23. You'll give them a big 5-5 smile, me and old CB. Now look at that four-wheel bear bait, just blew off my back door. Old Smokey gonna get in, that's a big 10-4. Now Hawkeye's had the hammer down since Nashville, Tennessee. He just saved some green stamps thanks to me and old CB. 8-ball from Shaky City, he's talking to the bass. Coming on to that Cupid doll, you sound like a little pretty face. If he'd give me a breaker, I'd tell her to go on down to 3. She might be running single, like me and old CB. Windy City Charlie, he's down at marker 9. I just checked my 20, I ain't running far behind. Me and this 18-wheeler, well, we're just about home free. Made damn good time, didn't pay one fine, me and old CB. Yeah, come on in there, Roadrunner. Yeah, that's a big 10-4. That's the Continental Cowboys home 20. We'll see you on the flip. Clock and keep that shiny side up. That's a 10-4. We're going to get between the sheets.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Manhunt in Kentucky for the suspect in a shooting spree last night happened along Interstate 75 in a rural section of the state nearly 2 hours south of Lexington. It's left 7 people injured.
A person of interest, their words, identified as 32-year-old Joseph Couch. Police describing Couch as armed and dangerous and are urging residents to stay inside, avoid the area, and certainly do not approach Couch if you see him.
ABC's Phil Limbaugh. Following Tuesday's ABC News presidential debate, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz kicking off a whirlwind tour of battleground states. Just days ahead of his debate with Vice President Harris, former President Trump taking to social media, threatening to imprison those he believes are involved in election fraud. 3 Israeli men in their 50s shot and killed at the West Bank Jordan border crossing today by a gunman linked to the Gaza conflict was later killed by Israeli security forces in a shootout. This is ABC News.
ABC News.
They're making a joyful noise in Papua New Guinea, where Pope Francis is leading Mass at the Sir John Guy Stadium in the country's capital. The 87-year-old leader of the Catholic Church was under a covered altar, protected from the blistering sun and heat. Later, Francis flying on an Australian military plane to a remote area. He praised the local missionaries, who are vital in providing health care, education, and basic necessities. The debate in the West is going on right now about hiking trail hours, with a prolonged heat wave baking the region. Hiking advocates in Phoenix want to get rid of the sunrise to sunset rules on trails. Just Dobbs and other hikers say extended hours will help prevent heat-related emergencies.
When the spokesperson for the city tells everybody that they have no plans at this time to change how they manage access, this is a change in how they manage access.
They're looking for trail hours from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's forecast calling for highs in the mid to upper 70s, a west wind 7 to 12, and mostly sunny. Tonight, clear, areas of fog developing after midnight, lows of around 50, southwest winds near 5. Monday, highs in the mid-80s, sunny, and Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. With light winds, it is 40 degrees.
Hello, friend, I'm Rodney Bonkum. Today, we're going to do something we've never done before, repeat a program. We had so many requests to hear the Neelands tribute again. So today, we will again celebrate the life and career of our friends, the Neelands.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend. I'm Rodney Bonkum, welcoming you to The Gospel Greats on what will be a very different edition of the program today. On Friday, July 26th, the Neelands were involved in a tragic fatal plane crash in Wyoming while en route to Seattle to join the Gaither homecoming cruise to Alaska. The crash took the lives of Jason and Kelly Neelan Clark, Amber and Nathan Kistler, their assistant Melody Hodges, along with the pilot Larry Haney and his wife Melissa. Autumn and her husband Jamie Streetman were not on the plane and arrived safely in Seattle
and were notified of the accident. This tragedy has devastated these families and the many fans and friends of the Neelands. On the program today, we'll take time to look back to the beginnings of one of the most iconic family names in gospel music and look forward to the release of a new project called Loving You that's slated to be released on August 30th by Day One Records. Some of this interview audio may be difficult to listen to, knowing their fate. But I would remind you that today they are present with the Lord, experiencing the love of the one who redeemed their souls. They are at peace at last.
Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your soul be sad. There's a better day a coming, children. There will be peace at last.
It's the Neelands. To give you a brief history of the group,
After Urias Lefevre retired from the Lefevres in 1975, their longtime bass singer, Rex Neyland, became the owner of the group. Alphys Lefevre left the group in 1976, leaving Eva May Lefevre as the last family member actively touring with the Lefevres. In May of 1977, the group name was briefly changed to the Rex Neyland Singers and Eva May Lefevre. But Eva May left the group before the first album was released. And from that point, they were known as the Rex Neyland Singers. In 1980, a song from the group's 1979 recording, Feelings, became the Neyland's first number one song on the Singing News chart, Come Morning. First number one song from the Neylands. That first group was made up of Rex Neyland, who sang bass, Kelly Neyland on alto, Rodney Swain on tenor, and Janet Paschal singing soprano. In 1981, Janet Paschal left the group to pursue a solo career, and Karen Peck joined as the new soprano. Four songs that are now considered Neyland's classics all came from a 1983 project titled We Shall Behold the King. The title track, We Shall Behold the King, When I Receive My Robe and Crown, Oh for a Thousand Tongues, one of the great enduring songs from the Neylands. And I bet you remember this one, Walk Right Out of This Valley.
Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord today, and you're gonna let old Satan get me down, down, down.
Well, now the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him. Took all of his children and everything that he owned. But no, old Job didn't sit down and cry. No, he lifted it.
of this valley, that's the Neylands. It's wall-to-wall Neylands today as we pay tribute to this great family of gospel music. We'll hear from Kelly's good friend Sherry Easter when the Gospel Greats continues.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Welcome back. The Neylands have quite a history in gospel music. Sherry Easter remembers her friend Kelly Neyland Clark.
Honest with you, I don't even remember meeting Kelly. I've just always known her. We were kids at our family's product tables. She was just always a part of my life. I think my favorite thing about Kelly is that she loved to laugh. It didn't matter where I saw her or how long it had been since I saw her. She would always come up and she would say, "You got any new stories? I'd love to hear a new Miggy story or a new Little Roy story, or what's Jeff up to?" She just loved to laugh. I enjoy people like that.
Sherry never sang for the Neylands, but they did have a variety of great talent come through the group, like Janet Paschal, Charlotte Ritchie, Amy Roth, Monica Moore, Melody Williams, Katie Van Horn, Tammy Britton, and of course Karen Peck spent 9 years with the group. During that period, the group recorded several big hits, like their 1987 classic, Thanks.
I'm not ever left alone. You are always right beside me. Hear me every time I pray. Since I first began, you've been my dearest friend, and I give you all the praise. Blessed abundantly, I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to thank.
I just want to say.
Nealands with a title track of their 1987 project, Thanks. The Nealands then consisted of Rex Nealand, Kelly Nealand Thompson, Jerry Thompson, Todd Nealand, and Karen Peck. Karen spoke at the homegoing services on August the 6th.
I didn't realize 43 years ago that I had also adopted a second family. And we kept in touch over half of my life. Todd and I sang together a year before, prior in 1980, with Alvis Lefevre. And so they are family. And Kelly, we've had 43 years of sisterhood. And we were with each other through the ups and the downs. And boy, there were a lot of ups, but there were a lot of downs. And I saw Kelly persevere through a lot of hard times. I saw it personally.
That's Karen Peck Gooch. She and Kelly recorded a song on the Stronger Together project, You Can't Make Old Friends.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door and someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. You can't make old.
Oh, when St. Peter opens the gate, You can't make old friends. Kelly Nealon Clark and Karen Peck Gooch. In just a moment, we'll move the spotlight to Amber Nealon Kissler. It's our tribute to the Nealons. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Good morning, I'm Bo Hendricks, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats here on WRCO. Getting ready to head into a new week, keep in mind that the Rockbridge Meal Site, located within Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, will be closed through Wednesday, September 11th. The closure is due to the construction at the meal site location as the parking lot is finished.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back to our tribute to the Nealons. From a very early age, Amber Nealon Thompson loved to sing. Gloria Gaither shared at the homecoming services.
When Amber was just a little girl, she could sing. She could sing from the time she was 4 or 5, 6 years old. She was on the very first homecoming video that we did for kids. And she gravitated to a song that we sang together, the children sang together, called Jesus, I Heard You Had a Big House. It sort of turned out to be her song.
Amber Nealon Thompson, Jesus, I Heard You Had a Big House. Amber's vocal talent gathered attention in 2013. She won the Idol Experience at Walt Disney World, which allowed her to audition for the television talent show American Idol. She did well, but ultimately she chose not to pursue what many would consider a dream opportunity after a judge said that she would be expected to dress provocatively and sing only secular songs. But more than her vocal talent, she was a really good actress and starred in a Christian film called A Question of Faith.
It talks about a lot of different topics. If you have a kid that text and drive, take them to go see it. If you are interested in organ donation, this is a movie for you to go see. If you want to spread love and unity, this is a movie you need to go see. Cool. It talks about so many different issues that are going on, and it really just spreads the love of God when you watch it. I mean, it's so evident.
Amber and Nathan Kistler were married in 2019, and she continued singing with her family group because this girl could sing and electrify audiences everywhere. Listen to her blow the top off of this song, Still Free. Featuring Amber Nealon Kistler. Amber and Nathan had been undergoing fertility treatments in recent years following several miscarriages that she had. In an interview we had at the Quartet Convention 4 years ago, the difficulty of that loss came to the surface when I asked her about the song, Grace Ain't Fair.
You know, it comes from a perspective from someone who's talking about all their failures, and I think we all can relate with that. But for me personally, you know, I just went through a miscarriage of my twin babies. And so part of that story for me was it almost took my life as well, actually. I was in the hospital and went through a surgery. And come to find out, during the recovery, I found out the only thing that saved my life was one of the babies. And so that line when it says, here I am, oh, I can't even talk about it. That line, the very first line, I wasn't supposed to be something worth rescuing. I can live that lyric now. So, yeah, I mean, that song, it means a lot to me.
Amber Nealon Kistler, she's with her babies now. Here's the song we're talking about, Grace Ain't Fair.
For all the hurt I've spread around, and all the people that I've let down, for all the times I just wasn't there, I think.
Ain't Fair, the Nealons. We'll talk a little bit about that farm that provided for so many stories and a powerful song that features Jason Clark when the Gospel Greats continues.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down.
Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Following the plane crash of July 26th, Autumn Neyland Streetman remains as the only member of the Neylands. In a 2017 interview, Kelly was bragging on her youngest daughter.
It was just something, it was a God-given gift, and yeah. I'm so proud of her. She never really wanted to sing. I think she really always wanted to sing, but she never wanted to get ready. Because we would always have to put on dresses, and I would want to pull her hair up in a bow, and she wouldn't let me. And she would say, Mama, I just want to be a dog.
I still say that.
That's Kelly and Autumn. And she's out front on the goodness of God. Here are the Neylands.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God. Oh, I will see.
Nealands with the goodness of God. We've heard a lot already about the Nealands, but did you know how it came to be that they lived on a farm in Roopville, Georgia? Jason Clark tells us.
And so we thought, okay, we were looking for property, and Kelly, we met with our business manager, and we were at Starbucks, and Kelly gets out this piece of paper and draws like what we want to build. I'd like to have a house here and a long driveway here and build the barn over here. And she's
in a pool. I really wanted that pool.
But she's not a really good artist. I'm just going, she's a great singer.
No, she's not terrible. I can't draw stick figures.
But our business manager's had a vision. He's a land developer. He's like, well, I know where this property exists. He said, it's not for sale, but let me go talk to the owner. So he drove an hour out from where we were living, talked to the owner. The owner was a pastor who knew us. And he said, you know, my wife and I have been praying about retiring, and we really want to leave this property a legacy. And he goes, I'd tell Jason Kelly come out here. And a year later, we ended up buying that farm and that venue and kind of branded it into our brand. And it was just it was a God thing. It really was.
It was a new lifestyle to Kelly and the girls.
Not what I ever envisioned that I would be doing. I have always lived in a residential neighborhood.
10 minutes away from a shopping mall, by the way, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we've never had any more than an acre, you know, because houses were right next to each other. And so I thought it would, you know... I really wasn't sure what I was going to find when I got out there, but I found a lot of peace. We saw cows, and I'm not too impressed. They stink, and they have a lot of flies, and they have the longest tongues I have ever seen in my life. And so we did want to feed them, and we had range cubes. That's what they call the little, I guess it's a snack for a cow, but we didn't want to touch them because their tongues are just nasty. And so Autumn said... She said, I'll go in there and get some tongs. And we taught those cows when we come to open their mouths, and we throw the range cubes into their mouths. So we've learned so much. We've had little babies, and we've named them after people in gospel music. Like the last boy we had, we named him Bull Gaither.
And so, that's Kelly Neeland Clark. Jason is featured on this song. It's called Look For Me.
When you finally make your that city of jasper walls and bright golden avenue, when you behold
for me at Jesus' feet. And we will. More with the Neelands coming up. In hour two, we'll take the wrapper off their new album, set to be released on August 30th. You don't want to miss it.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Back to school means back to germs. Remind your kids to wash their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip has been brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart, Walsh's Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Your forecast today, calling for highs to be in the upper 70s and west winds 7 to 12, otherwise mostly sunny. Clear tonight, areas of fog developing after midnight, lows around 50, southwest winds of 5. Monday, highs in the mid-80s and sunny, and Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It is 40 degrees as we are just a couple minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour. The Brewers yesterday get the win, bouncing back from a loss to Colorado. They win 5-2. Round 3 today gets underway with around a 12:35 pregame time over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up this hour, we'll be featuring music from the new album of the Neelands, Loving You.
For me, it started very young, and just we've been singing. That's really all we know is singing, music, getting on a bus.
And we'll share a few more of the moments from their homegoing service last week.
I don't speak to you today by somebody who is wondering where they're at, wondering whether I'll see them again, wondering if they're okay. They're okay, friends, and they've been okay.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats.
The Gospel Greats.
When Wayne Hahn has been their producer, arranger on multiple projects, but Wayne says that's not how their relationship started.
The Nelands were like family to me. As a matter of fact, they were friends long before they were clients. I met them in college through a mutual friend, Norman Holland, who obviously became an integral part of my life and career. But yeah, we did beach trips together and Disney trips and cookouts and things like that. It was 2 years into our friendship before Kelly knew I had